תורה למד זין, נקודה מורן, פרק וב. So when that ייחוד, the reuniting of the feminine water and the water that's in heaven, when it's been done by the righteous people, so then וממשיכים שפע, huge bounty comes down to the world. شفا bounty, it means only when you give it to someone else. If you have a lot and you keep it to yourself, it doesn't cause shefa. Shefa, it's only when you are mashpia. Shefa, it's from the words mashpia. Shefa, it's not that you have a lot. Cause male, full. But shefa, it's only when it goes to others. והשפע מכונה בשם עומר. And to the שפע, to the bounty, we call עומר. Means, עומר means tell. To tell. Like that we're saying that אין אני נוטלה מן הדת, that poverty is only from the wisdom. So also to give charity, like Rabbeinu is saying, that the main רחמנות, mercy, is to teach, to make animals to become to be human beings. And each and every one of us is still an animal. And the righteous people that are coming down and teaching us and helping us to wake up, to realize how far we are from the amazing qualities of a human being, really. To listen, to care, to love, to support, to be there for people that need you. This is Rachmanut. This is real Rachmanut. That Hashem Yitbarach, he rebukes you and he teaches you wisdom. And that the tzaddikim, the righteous people, they don't want to rebuke no one. They don't have no desire to rebuke. They don't have midat hakas that they want to win and they want to teach and to. See, Moshe Rabbeinu is arguing with Hashem. Don't send me to lead Am Yisrael. They don't want to lead. They don't want. They rather to hide in a cave, in the forest. They don't need nothing except of Hashem, and they already have Hashem. So what they need? The Rabbanut mekaveret et be'aleh. Adrabah, to take that job to be a rabbi, it brings you down. It breaks your spirit. It doesn't let you serve Hashem like you want. This is like Rav Shalom explained once, that the famous tzaddikim are a lot greater than the hidden tzaddikim even. Why? Because the hidden tzaddikim, no one bothers them to serve Hashem. They're hidden. They can serve Hashem in tzirut nefesh. No one sees, no one talks to them. But the tzaddik that doesn't have time to pray because people are waiting in line, and he doesn't have time to learn because everyone wants to ask him and to talk to him and to receive blessings from him. And he needs to stay a tzaddik with no prayers, with no limud Torah, and to bring salvation to Am Yisrael with no Torah, with no prayers. How you do that? If you go with the power of Torah, well, Rav Shalom said, Hashem saw that I cannot learn, I don't have time to learn Torah, so He gave me a heart to teach me Torah. There are tzaddikim that they don't have time to sit and to learn Torah. Those tzaddikim, they still know Torah, they still have Da Torah. Where they get this Da Torah? One of the students came to me and told me that he received a very good advice from Avram. So I came to Avram and I told him, Yishar Koach. So he told me, it wasn't my advice. He said, it's something that I heard from you. So I told him, wonderful. It wasn't my wisdom also. I also received it from a Rav. This is what it calls Da'at Torah. When you cancel yourself to a Rav, and a Rav canceled himself to his Rav, and so this is Da'at Torah. This is the Torah. This is it. This is the Da'at of the Torah. You hear the Torah. It's not my wisdom. It's not. It's just the Torah. It's actually the voice of the Torah. Ki mitzion tetzeh Torah. So, the bounty calls Omer. Omer means to say, to tell, to tell. This is the real shefa. This is the real bounty. When you tell, when you share. Ki mitchila hi or. Because in the beginning, everything was light. Aleph of the word Omer. It's or, light. ואחר כך נעשה מים, and then becomes to be water. Hashem created water. ואחר כך רקיע, and then heaven, the sky. Aleph and Mem and Resh, or Maim Rakia. וכשממתיקים את המנצפח, and when they're canceling all judgments, all of those final letters, ועושים ממנצפח אדני, and they make those letters to become to be the name of Hashem יתברך, כי מריב נעשה צורת א', because from the letters ריש יוד ו' becomes the letter א', you see that א', א', the letter Aleph becomes to be, how Rabban is explaining that. Ki meriv naaseh tzurat Aleph. Why from riv naaseh tzurat Aleph? Someone can tell.
The vav is the diagonal.
Wonderful.
The yud is the upper the hand. And the vav is the lower, the leg.
Okay, the resh.
The resh is upside down in the bottom.
The resh. The other way, it's up, down below.
Make it smaller so it's not.
No?
No. If you need to make it smaller so it's not it. If you had Yud and Vav and Yud, I understand. You have Vav and you have Yud and Yud. And Rabbeinu is bringing that in another Torah. But here Rabbeinu is saying that Riv becomes to be the shape of Aleph. What?
Right, the Resh and Vayu is strong.
So you have Resh. What is that Resh?
The Resh will be the one
like Yud?
Yeah. Okay. They should shrink it as a.
Okay.
The leg, the lower one is usually bigger than
so
the upper one.
So it's allowed, okay. So if it's allowed, so it's allowed.
Okay. Okay.
No problem. Oh, Hashem. So, Merib, I say Aleph. The Resh becomes to be small like Yud, and then the other Yud is a Yud, and in the middle they have that Vav, and becomes to be Aleph. You have Yud, Resh. It's Resh. You have another Yud, that it's a Yud. And you have the Vav in the middle. And you have Aleph, it becomes to be Aleph. No problem.
The Resh of Yud is also another Gematria for one of the expansion of the Shevins of
Ohio. We're confused enough that you're going to add to us more Gematria out. We're still looking for the right line to read from. So. Oh Hashem, that Hashem is so kind. ונעשה אדני, and becomes to be the name of Hashem יתברך, ואדני, and the name of Hashem יתברך, הוא דיבור. רבנו is saying that Hashem, he is the power of speech. הוא השכינה, that's the שכינה. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, אדוני שפתי תפתח, Hashem, open my lips. ומהבל הזה, so what can you learn from that? You can learn from that, that when you pray, Hashem יתברך is talking from your mouth, from your throat. All of your prayers, it's the prayers of Hashem. Elai kore miseir. Hashem is calling from inside. Hashem is calling from inside. Hashem is calling from inside. If you see that you pray on something, you need to understand from that that Hashem wants me to pray on it. Hashem wants me to succeed. This is why Hashem gives me prayers. Hashem wants me to pray on that. Those are things that are important to Hashem Yitbarach, and Hashem is waking me up to pray on them. It's the will of Hashem. So now that I know that Hashem Yitbarach is sending me to pray, for sure I'm going to be answered. Hashem sent me to do something, I won't succeed. Hashem woke me up to pray on that issue. I'm going, I'm praying on it now. Is there an option that I'm not going to be answered? Hashem, you woke me up to pray. Those prayers are the words that you put in my mouth. So, the only question is why it's not happening now. And on that there is only one answer. In Hebrew we say Zabashach. It's your problem. Nothing to do. Zabashach. It's your problem. All that you're going to give up and say, no, it's not for me, too hard. Or you're going to accept it with faith. And say, I don't know, but I'm not serving myself. I'm serving Hashem. And in the moment that Hashem will want to answer, and in the moment that Hashem will want to change the world, Hashem got the powers. And I'm not thinking about it at all, and I'm not questioning on Hashem. And if I am questioning on Hashem, I'm going to do tshuva, that I'm questioning on Hashem. How can it be that I don't believe in a complete way that Hashem is righteous? Righteous means generous, means good, means that He loves, means that He supports, means that He cares, that He listens to every prayers. And you need to understand something very important. Hashem Yitbarach, He Himself hides His face. He knows why. We don't know why. Righteous people maybe know why. We don't know why. We just believe that it's him. The first letters of the words Ribono Shel Olam, the Creator, is Resha, evilness, evilty. Evilness, you don't see cruelty, Hateva, the nature, evilty, cruelty. You have to take all of your wisdoms and to throw them to the garbage, to the sewer, and to count on faith, on confidence, on Hashem Yitbarach. If you try to understand with your wisdom, with your logic, it's arrogant. You think you're able to understand Hashem. It's wrong. You're not going to be answered. You're just going to fall lower, lower, and lower, and lower to bigger confusions, to bigger mess. You're not going to find your hands and your legs. You're going to have so many mistakes in Avodat Hashem that you're going to lose everything. The only way that you can count on Hashem and find Hashem in the end is when you take all of the nonsense that you brought inside your mind with all of your years in the exile and to throw them and to count on Hashem with faith. To say, I don't know nothing. I don't know. This is the way that you decided to have mercy on me. I accept it. This is the way. This is the pipe. This is the way. This is the shita, the method. This is the life that you chose for me. This is the house. This is the wife. Those are the friends. Those are the children. This is the parnasah. This is the city. This is the apartment. This is the house. This is the financial situation. This is how you decided to reveal your mercifulness on me in my life. Thank you very much. I accept it. I'm not questioning on you. I'm just asking for more powers. I'm asking for more prayers. I'm asking for more yeshuva dat. To have more powers. To have more faith. Faith is the answer. Faith. If you know, if you count on Hashem, this is it. You don't have no problems. If Yitzchak knows that Abraham, his father, for sure, will not going to do nothing bad. Can a child go with his father, go to slaughter him and not to be afraid? Only when he's sure that his father for sure will not going to do nothing bad to him, so he's not afraid, not from his father, not from his knife. But if this is a child that is used to be beaten by his father and he don't know what's going on now, so he's afraid. If it's someone that you suspect, so this is it, so you have problems, you're afraid. But if you count on him and he's going with a knife, you don't have no powers. Problems. You know for sure that Hashem Yitbarach going to be with you. You're not afraid. So the same with Hashem. If you see Hashem is beating you up, Hashem is closing doors. If you have doubts on Hashem and questions on Hashem, so you have problems. You try to run away. But ana mipanecha evrach. But where can you escape from Hashem? You cannot. Hashem going to find you. Hashem going to bring you. You're not right to run Tarshisha. Borei Olam brought him back. No Tarshisha for you. Nothing. Come back. Doesn't have problems, Borei Olam. He's not afraid from our fears, from our stress. Borei Olam is strong. Ata gibor le'olam, Adonai. He's strong. Borei Olam, he knows what he's doing. This is why even huge tzaddikim, Borei Olam kicked them out from the world. Borei Olam lo nose panim le'ish. He's not looking up to no one. He doesn't care. Borei Olam, he's got something that he needs. He's got a purpose. You're going to cancel yourself, you're going to be on the boat. You're not going to cancel yourself, you're out. And everyone that wants to be on the boat, he needs to put that fight. The Shekhinah will not going to chase after you. The Tzadikim will not going to come and chase after you. And even if finally they will, and they will drag you from somewhere, going to scratch you from somewhere, it's going to be a huge disgrace. So why to come to that place? Why to come to so many losses? So many losses. And what that you can achieve in Avodat Hashem, what that you can achieve in Avodat Hashem, it's so amazing. Kirvat Elokim Li Tov, that you're close to Hashem Yitbarach, it's so good, because Hashem just cleans you up all of the time, cleans you and purify you and help you and lift you and upgrade you and purify you and heal you and listens to you and answer to all of your prayers, and He Himself is inside of you. And you can live like that. And you don't need to be righteous for that. This is the gift that every person can have. You just need to think about Hashem. Just to say, Borei Olam, you know what? I'm with you. I don't care. Today you want me to jump on one leg? I'm going to jump on one leg. You want me today to run? Today I'm running for you. I don't. If it's for you, Hashem, I know Elimelech said, if it's for you, Hashem, to jump into the flames of hell, I'm jumping. Who cares? Why not? Really, it's for you. When you clarify that it's really for Hashem Yitzchak, you're not suffering anymore. You don't care. You're happy. You're more than happy, like Yitzchak, asking his father a time he's strong. That I will not gonna move, that I'm not gonna disqualify the Shechita. A kid. He's got the power to do that. A Bachur. He's saying to his father, yes, father, I want to commit myself. I don't care. Every one of us have that power. Everyone. Now you need to do it in Shalom Bayit. Now you need to do it in Parnassah. Now you need to do it with your living, in the house that you live. Now you need to do it in, I don't know what, in your Limud HaTorah. Et la'asot la'Hashem eferu Torah. Time to do for Hashem Yitzbarach, it's in the time that you need to violate, to break the Torah. Because to keep the Torah, you can do it so not lishma, so not lishma. Let's see you sin l'shem shamayim. Let's see you violate things l'shem shamayim. We're not talking about going and doing things against Hashem. Let's see you find the voice of Hashem Yitzbarach that is in the exile. Let's see you listen to your wife when she's screaming to you that she doesn't want to keep Shabbos anymore. Let's see you serve Hashem in that situation. That, you know, the woman, she says to her husband, I don't want to go to the mikveh anymore. Let's see you listen to what that Hashem is telling you. What Hashem is telling? No! You're violating the Torah! What are you doing? What are you talking about? No, no, no. Listen. Listen. The Shechina is fighting with the Creator, with Hashem Yitzbarach, on her children in the exile. When your wife is telling you, I don't want to go to the mikveh, it's a Shechina Kedosha, is saying to Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm not purifying myself to you. I'm not going to the mikveh. When your wife is saying, I don't want to go to shul, I don't care about that bad Knesset, I hate that rabbi, it's a Shechina is saying, I'm not going back to Jerusalem, I'm not helping you to build Beit HaMikdash, I don't care about your Torah, I don't care about nothing. Always lift it all to Hashem Yitzbarach. Nothing. No reality, no nature, no real reality, Metziut, nothing. Only Hashem is talking, and the Shechina is answering back. Let's see you live like that. Let's see you live like that. Let's see you live like that. I don't remember the name of those righteous people, one of the students of a certain righteous man, and that was also a huge rabbi with students, and he came with his students to the house of his rabbi. They're all rabbi. And they came to the house and they hear the husband, the righteous man, and his wife screaming at each other. Screaming, fighting. So the students told their rabbi that he's a student of that big rabbi. They told him, help them. Say a word. Both of them are going to listen to you. You can help them. He said to them, you don't hear Kuncha Berichu and Shechinta fighting? You want me to interfere? You want me to disturb the conversation, the arguments of Kuncha Berichu and Shechinta? The Shechina is fighting with her husband on their children that are in exile, and she's not cooperating. She's not playing the game. You divorce me? Now I'm going to show you. No problems. Bye bye. See you. Now he regrets. Now he's saying to himself, what have I done? Reality. Reality. Hashem Yitzbarach made a mistake. Hashem Yitzbarach made a mistake, and he's saying to the children, Abi Walai Kapra, hey guys, help me. I need help with your mother. She's not listening. Help me. Bottom line. Reality. Life. You're not allowed to make the Torah plaster that the Torah is going to be a lie. No, everything's okay. No, everything is good. You see that we're screaming and we're not being answered. You see that we're fighting and nothing happens. You see that we're crying and we're screaming and we're doing... A friend of one of the students here been in the tzion of the Rebbe Mizvil. He heard women sit and cries over there in the Rebbe Mizvil. He looked up to heaven. He said, Hashem, how can you hear those crying tears and you're not helping? what's going on, Hashem? What's going on? So what? We all gonna be rich and famous, Haredi? Imaginations? FFB? No. Not allowed to talk on Hashem, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to question, you know. This is why we look like we look like. This is why half of Am Yisrael already lost their Judaism. The ones that haven't been burned in the ovens. This is why 70-90% of Am Yisrael are Chilonim, secular, far from Judaism, and the other 10%, Hashem Yirachem, even worse. Even worse, because they think they have something and they don't know nothing about Hashem Yitbarach. You see arrogant Charedim all over the place. Arrogant and pushing, and you're not going to tell him, and he's a Talmid Chacham, and he knows more than you. And everyone are so calm and relaxed, crossing the streets with such shalva, roga, calmly, benacha, don't care, no driver is going to hit them, no one's going to stop, no? Who are you? Who do you think you are? What do you think you are? You're arrogant. You stink from arrogance. So what? We need to be quiet on that and not to talk? Who are people that we're not going to talk? Who are they? Charedim? Jewish? Who are they? What they are? Hasidim? Who are they? Who are they? They haven't done tshuva. They're not clean. No, we're not talking about Balei Tshuva that are clean. People like us that are sacrificing ourselves every day. I know I can tell about myself. I've not become arrogant by that. I'm breaking myself to pieces every day, sacrificing every organ of my body and my soul to Hashem Yitbarach every day. To wake up in the morning, to serve Hashem, it's all in Mesirut Nefesh for me. And it doesn't mean that I look like an angel. I can look horrible, but still I'm putting all of what that I got. Shchora ani venava. Maybe I look black, I look filthy, but inside I'm beautiful. I know it. And now I'm going to be able to convince me differently, because I can see what am I doing all day long. And if I see that, now I need to have one thing. That confidence that Hashem Yitbarach sees that also, like David HaMelech. He's going and he's fighting the wars of Hashem, and he's going and he's fighting for Hashem, and he doesn't care what people are gonna say and what people are gonna do, and he's not afraid of no one. Kol goyim sevavuni b'shem Hashem ki amilam. All of the nations gonna surround me, I'm gonna circumcise them, I don't care, I don't look, I don't care. It only depends in the faith that you have inside of yourself, that you are sincere, that you're loyal, that you're honest. And if you know that on yourself, for sure Hashem gonna be there. For sure. If Hashem not gonna be there, if you're so good, so what are you doing here? Sell your kippah, throw your kippah and run away. You don't have nothing to do. If you're really gonna give everything you have and Hashem will not gonna be there, so who are you serving? Chas v'shalom. It's not an option. But Hashem is not good. So what are you doing? Hashem is not kind. So what are you doing? Hashem is not loyal. Briti ne'emenet lo. Hashem Yitbarach remembers everything. Zocher chasde avot. Remember the kindness of the Father. Remembers that we walked after Him 40 years in the desert. Lechtech acharei b'midbar b'eretz lo zrua. In a bare land, in the land that wasn't planted, nothing was growing. Jews that came to Eretz Israel and broke their hands on rebuilding Eretz Israel and dying during the war with those horrible Ishmaelim all of the time. And we keep on growing and we don't care and we do everything. And while we've been rebuked and been insulted, and we keep on doing good and helping everyone. And even if it's wrong to be so nice, we are. Even if it's wrong to be so nice, to be to care so much, to be stupid, how much that we care. And we care and we're ready to do more and we will gonna do more. We don't have a choice, this is us. We're always going to be nice and polite and going to be honorable and going to respect everyone. Even if it's the lowest scumbag of them all, we're going to respect him. This is us. This is us. The best prison, the best terms in prison, we gave to Eichmann when he was in trial in Eretz Israel. Everything we gave him. No one spit on his face. No one cursed him. No one. No one. No one. No one. We're going to insult someone. We're going to hate someone. We're going to rebuke someone. We've never been programmed like that. We don't have it. During the Holocaust, they're telling us, go to the gas chambers. Alright. Alright, we're going. No problems. The most innocent sacrifices that ever been exist in the creation is us. Walking quietly, hugging our babies, going with them to the death. People didn't know. People didn't feel. People didn't cry. Almost no one is fighting. Almost no one is running away even. This is what the Hashem wants from us. Going. This is us. Can you say something bad on that? Can you listen to this stupid voice of Yetzer Hara to tell you bad things on yourself? What are you going to blame yourself at? On what? That you don't want to learn Torah? You do want to learn Torah. That they're killing you? They are killing you. That you're so good? You're so good. No place for Yetzer Hara at all. Stop cooperate with your Yetzer Hara that is rebuking you all day long to tell you that you're bad, that you're mean. Don't listen to him. Tell him, no way. No way. I'm a diamond. I'm a pearl. I'm a gem. I'm an amazing. I'm a ruby. I'm wonderful. I'm a ben melech shasrim abanim tovot. I'm made out of good stones. I don't care from all of this nonsense. But you were sinning. My body was sinning. The body that is the snake. The body. Adam HaRishon didn't have a body. Adam HaRishon, he had cloaks of light. He didn't have cloaks of skin. He had cloaks of light. When he was exiled from Gan Eden, from heaven, he needed a body. He asked, Ribono Shel Olam, give me a body. How am I going to go out from heaven? But Olam told him, ask for a body. You sin, go ask for a body. So he went to all of the animals, to all of the creations and asked, can you give me your body? Can you give me your body? No one told him. Everyone told him no. The zebras, the elephants, the hippos, everyone told him, no, sorry, you cannot have, it's mine. He came to Borei Olam, told him, Ribono Shel Olam, I need a body. So Borei Olam told him, go to the snake. Tell him, you're the reason that I sin, you need to give me your body. And the snake didn't have a choice. So, welcome, this is the snake. Wake up. Zohar HaKadosh is saying that, I'm not inventing. Zohar HaKadosh is saying that this is Zohamat HaNachash Mishcha Dechivya, the contamination, the leprosy from the snake, the skin of the snake. Kshotet Gufcha Metzora, get rid of your contaminated in leprosy skin body. It's the body of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's our body. This is your body. This is how the snake look like. This is the snake. Your body is the snake. So the snake try to tell you that you're a snake. This is the way of the snake. Your Yetzer Hara is telling you that you're the Yetzer Hara, that you're bad, that you're mean, that you're evil, that you're low, that you're a liar, whatever. Everything that he knows about himself, he's telling you about you. Just don't buy it anymore. This is it. So refuse. Say, no, sorry, I'm not. Elokai, talk to Hashem. Neshama she'natata bi, teorai, it's pure. Ata brata, ata etzarta, ata brata. Ata nefachta bi. And you in the future are going to take it from me. And you don't have no problems with your Hashem. Whatever you want. When you connect yourself to Hashem like that, you don't care about nothing that goes on with your snake. What do you care about your snake? You fed him enough. It's full. It's full. It's okay. Normal place. How much are you going to feed him more? How much? You fed him 50 years, 30 years, 40 years. How much? How much you want to you want to work in the zoo all of your life? To receive your pension from the zoo all of your life, to feed animals, to volunteer in your pension, to volunteer in the zoo. We just need to reprogram ourselves to go to the field every day and to say to Hashem, Yitbarach Hashem, help me to know who I am from inside. Who really I am. What's my connection to you? This is truth. You are truth. And Torah is truth. Moshe is truth. My soul is eternal. It's truth. The body is a lie. It's part of the world. And the world is Alma Deshikra, world of lies. The world comes to hide the light of Hashem. My body comes to hide the light of my soul. Let me find between the cracks the holy sparks of my soul. And then one crumb and another crumb and one piece and one drop and another step and another step. In the end, you're going to reach the source. One day, suddenly you're going to feel a different person. You're going to be full with joy, full with happiness, full with confidence. You're going to be one with Hashem. This is it. No one can harm you. No one can touch you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.